when did I begin to be more strategic in my coaching business? It began when I targeted a viable audience, figured out what it is they want so much that they'd invest in my help to reach that goal. That was my very first point of strategy in my business. And that is the number one step, because if you don't target a viable audience, no other strategy is going to work for you after that. And it was after my third year in business for myself that I began to think more strategically. And wow, did it pay off. And how I wish that I had been more strategic from the get-go. But the thing is, I didn't know how. Looking back, I have to laugh at myself a bit, thinking that I could have had a successful business without strategy. But I have always been a person who jumps in headfirst into all of my endeavors. Are you like that at all? You're listening to Prosperous Coach Podcast, a free resource for new coaches since 2018, created by me, Rhonda Hess. I have a talent for breaking complex things into easier steps, and I love helping you choose a smart coaching niche and launch your business with confidence. I began mentoring coaches in 2006 after 5 years of training coaches at Coach Training Alliance, where I designed the certification program. Subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing, and don't forget to go back to the earliest episodes for incremental learning. Now, let's roll this episode. So in those days where I wasn't being strategic, I was blessed in so many ways, and I still am, by serendipity. So many angels and surprises came my way in the form of opportunities and wonderful human beings that gave me a helping hand. And I really hope you have those in your business too. See, I would have never have leaped to the idea of helping coaches, especially with their coaching niches, had I not been tapped to be a trainer in a coach training company called Coach Training Alliance. It's a wonderful coach training school. After a year of training for them, I was asked by the owner to rewrite the curriculum of that organization, and they have since been using that curriculum for 2 decades. That opportunity was amazing for me because I learned something about myself, that I was good at taking complex concepts and breaking them into a step-by-step process. That's when my teacher archetype was really born. And if you haven't listened to the episode that I have called What Coach Archetype Are You, I'll put that link in my show notes. It's kind of interesting. So then coaches started hiring me. And that was when I realized that I needed a better strategy than just having a website that was all about coaching and just trying to sell coaching sessions to anybody and everyone. I guess that having no strategy is kind of a strategy in itself. If you decide consciously that, you know what, I really want to do things organically, well, then that's a value of yours, and no strategy can work in the long run. But when it comes to attracting enough clients who pay well and stay longer and refer more ideal clients, having a strategy now instead of later, in the early days of your coaching business, is a way for you to get to those results much faster. And for most of us, getting there faster is critical. Most of my clients need to earn and to earn well. Their coaching business is in lieu of getting another job. So, strategy is the way to go. If you have not learned how to be strategic yet, that's really okay. And I suggest that today is the day to start. Now, maybe you're wondering, why am I talking about strategy so much in a series called Coaching Business Checkup? Well, here's the deal. If things aren't going well for you in your coaching business, it always boils down to a lack of strategy. And there are several areas that you'd need to look at to see what's amiss. For now, I'm just going to list these 10 strategies. Then in following episodes, I'll go into more detail about these ways to strategize your fledgling coaching business so you have better results. And at the end, I will have a free download for you that you're going to be able to get on my website with a coaching business checkup that you can do quarterly to assess how you're doing and what needs attention. It'll be cool and it's super helpful, I promise. So here are the 10 critical strategies for new coaches. 1, target a viable audience. You know I talk about this a lot. It's so critical, so many people step over it or just don't do it quite thoroughly enough. 2, discover that target audience's big, acute problem and top goal. So many coaches don't choose an acute problem. It's more of a generalized or sort of chronic problem, and that can be an issue. 3, develop a signature system to help them reach their goal. Again, I don't really believe in just doing coaching sessions and selling those by the month. I believe in developing a program, a structure, so that your clients know that you know what you're doing and they feel excited about investing more in a program with you. 4, design a simple business model. You wouldn't believe how many coaches step over having a business model at all. They don't really know what that is, and I sure didn't when I started. 5, create a positive customer journey with strong conversion processes. This involves your website and other things, but you got to be able to think like your clients. 6, set up enrollment opportunities and learn how to enroll. That's very strategic. 7, build trust with a visibility strategy. This is the way you're going to market, the way you're going to stay in front of your target audience and let them know what you have for them, but not in a salesy way, instead in a generosity marketing kind of way. 8, create a valuable customer experience. This is after they enroll with you. You got to be sure that what you're doing really feels good to them and collect testimonials about what it was like to work with you. 9, set up internal systems to save time. This is something I didn't do for a long time, and now I'm a systems maven. 10, develop high payoff action habits. Sure, there are other strategies that you can create. The list could be endless. I myself believe that there are developmental phases for coaching business owners that are like building blocks. And when you're first starting your business, there are certain things that are appropriate for the developmental place that you're in. And in fact, trying to implement strategies that are beyond your current phase of business development can really trip you up and postpone success. It can also waste a lot of time and money. So I invite you to be patient, start with the foundation. This is what I do with new coaches in my VIP coaching business breakthrough program. I only work with 20 coaches a year to help them master the 10 strategies that I'm talking about. And without completing these 10 strategies, getting the results you want will take a lot longer. I will have a link in my show notes to information about my VIP coaching business breakthrough program. I would love to work with you. In the meantime, stay inspired and make things happen. Thanks for listening today. You are awesome, and it's time for your coaching audience to know that. If you're getting value from this podcast, please share it with other coaches. Your kindness will come back to you. Learn more about how I help coaches choose a smart niche and launch with confidence at prosperouscoachblog.com. Joel Bass wrote my theme music. Thanks, Joel.